How is it?
Died a long time ago.
Should we get fish to use the first one?
No, just say no, bye.
Okay. Let's turn to the Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph. Two dots at the bottom of the page. Turn to the sugya of Akirin Hanacha al Gabi Malcolm Dalet al Dalet. Okay, so Rachel, you want to read the Gemara?
Yeah. Am I chayav? The Habina Akirin Hanacha now the Malcolm Malcolm Dalet al Dalet. The Lisa.
Okay, what's the problem?
In the Mishnah's case of let's say the ani being notel from the ten and bow by and then pulling my hand through shirav and have to be chayav.
Good.
You don't have a kira.
What are all the Rishonim bothered by in this line of the Gemara? All the Rishonim raise this question.
Why Hanacha?
Okay, well, before we get to why Hanacha, what do you see this Gemara? What do you have to ask?
What's the reason?
Yeah, not forget about what's the reason, but more importantly, how does the Gemara know that you need Dalet al Dalet? The Mishnah never said you need Dalet al Dalet. The Mishnah just gave us the case of Pasha Dani as Yado, Pasha Bala Bayis as Yado. And the Gemara comes along and the Gemara says, don't you need Akir and Hanachim Agabi Makam Dalit? So everyone's bothered. Where did the Gemara get this notion of Dalit al Dalit for? Dalit al Dalit, we're talking about Tvachim here. Okay? So who raises this? Who's the first to raise this question? Tosfos. So what does Tosfos say? Go for it. I'm Rabbi Natam.
I'm Rabbi Natam. The inner view of Ani Achachim Bacham Bidal.
Okay, very interesting. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, why didn't you dalet al dalet?
That's what people do. And then kachayav mishnah.
It's not clear, right? It's not clear which one Rabbeinu Tam is actually pointing to. Is he assuming that it's like standard that in order for normally people put things down or take them off from makom dalet? Or is he saying that since it's standard that people would do this, mistama, that's how it happened in the Mishkan? And since that's how it happened in the Mishkan, that has to be the criterion for Hilchos Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cue there.
Yeah. Do you hear?
Yep.
All right. Hey, what's doing?
How's it going? It's on.
Okay. Good. So that's the first. That's the first part of Tosos. But Odo Mari, go on.
Odo Mari, the Al Yitzayim Kolal Mashmatai Nami Achifetz Kolal Mkomal Shachifetz Tershin Beirvin Al Yitzay Al Yutzi Afgam Pashu Dikra Kaya Mkomal Shaladam Dam Mkomal Shaladam Dainu Daram Mkomal.
Very fascinating answer. What's the re-contending?
You learn that from Al Yitzchak, a surfer, which teaches us that Makom Machifet has to be Dalet.
Right. Even though simply Al Yitzchak means the Makom of the Ish, you can leave your resting place. Like the Gemara in Erevin says, Al Yitzchak Ish Makomo means the Dalet Amos, Makomo Shel Adam. So since we darshin Al Yotzi, that you shouldn't take it out of its place, then it also is going to mean that you shouldn't, the chifetz has to have a makom hanacha. Okay? Now that's not going to be dalet amos, that's going to be dalet tvachim. But implicit in the pasuk is that there has to be a shem makom of the chifetz. Now, according to the, we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, that the Gemara actually channeled, the Gemara suggests at one point a distinction between akir and hanacha, right? Now, what's the basis for distinguishing? Let's read through the Gemara, let's get to there, and then we'll come back to this. So you have two sources, two potential sources in Tosos. Go on in the Gemara.
Amar Abba.
So maybe this question of Dalet Dalet is already machlokas.
Right,
so we're going to have to come back to this Gemara and analyze the Kluta part as well. Go on. So what's the assumption of the Gemara right now?
That Rabbi says according to Rabbi Akiva.
Okay, and if it's according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Kuta Kamisha Hanukha then?
Then Kuta Kamisha Hanukha implies that you also don't need in general Dalet Dalet.
Is that obvious?
No.
The Gemara assumes that you might have said that Kuta, when something is caught in the airspace, so it's as if it's Munach on the ground. And therefore it's as if it has Dalet Dalet. We'll see a parallel in a moment when we get to Rav Chista and Dav Ches. But here the Gemara assumes that Kuta is Ke'ilu Itza Hanukha, but not ki'ilu it's a hanacha on a makom of dalet al dalet. Okay, go on.
Okay. אבל מה למעשרה דברי החוק פטור, וזכולי אלמה עלי על פינן דרגים מושי, אבל גם מה למעשרה פליגי, ובה פליגי, רבי קיבה סברי על פינן דרגים מושי, ורבן סברי לא על פינן דרגים מושי, אבל מעט למעשרה דברי הכל חייב, מה הייתה אמרה מינן חיתוק משת חדגה. הלו, כאשר בתר דיבה היה הדר אשת אלי, וסבר רבי קיבה חיתוק משת חדגה.
אוקיי. So the Gemara ends up concluding, we have this whole suffix of Rabba, which we'll come back to, about whether you say Kluta Lamala Me'asara. The Gemara says that it turns out it is a question of Kluta. Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta is Kamisha Hun Chadamya. And therefore you see that Rabbi Kiva doesn't require Hanacha Al Gabi Makam Dal Al Dal. Correct? So the Gemara challenges, the Gemara says. Okay. Meaning?
Meaning maybe Rabbi Kiva is Dach by Hanacha, but our question is about Akira. So maybe
what's the basis for that distinction? Why would you distinguish within Dalet al Dalet between Akira and Hanacha?
You can relate it in general how you view the relationship between Akira and Hanacha, what's in the Chayev and whatever, meaning if you think...
Okay, but concretely, what does Rishonim here say?
Well, they say different things. Totally suggests that we need Dafka because there's not Akira, there's not, like, two Chata out here, so then we only know that Rabbi Kiva says... Totally seems to say it's not fundamental, just that we only know that Rabbi Kiva says it about Hanacha, and so if there's there are two chata out here, then we can only assume.
Okay, let's see Tosos. Skip to the second half of Tosos of Vinir Lefarish. Third line in Tosos Dir Maskel Vadilma. Fourth word on the line, Vinire. Third wide line.
Vinir Lefarish, the part Chakir by the Opinim Mishkan. Oh, right. Chakir by the Opinim Mishkan. Tayyu Notim Mitivatan. Tayyu by an Arba al Arba. The note in the Yad Osev al Achar.
Interesting. Right, that's the first answer of Tosos. Why would you distinguish between Akira and Hanacha? What's the answer?
Because in the Mishkan, that's what we're meaning.
In the Mishkan, what happened is that they took the Akira happened from Makom Dalet al Dalet. The Hanacha wasn't until Makom Dalet al Dalet. Is that what Tosos said on Daf Dalet al Dalet?
I mean, he didn't make a distinction there between Akira and
Let's look back at Tosos' language. Let's see. Omer Abinu Tam.
One second.
Does that sound like it's somewhat akira anacha? Rabbeinu Tam.
Anacha, but doesn't like meaning like when the Gemara says v'habayinan akira v'anacha v'agavei makom dalet, when he says inergilu haniach, like if he's not making a distinction there, it assumes applies to akira.
Both akira and hanacha. I'm just saying it's interesting. Tosos actually only points to the hanacha here.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he's given a double-edged answer anyway. He's saying,
there's two
different answers. So
but which is happening? You might say it's only regilos to put things down in Makom Dalet, and therefore that's probably what happened in the Mishkan that they put things down in Makom Dalet, right?
Right.
If you say that, then he's only pointing to Hanacha. Maybe Tosos held it's intuitive that once Hanacha has a certain criterion, then that would also apply to Akira as well. Because why would you distinguish? Right, that might be the logic of Tosan Dalav and Alav. But then Tosan Dalav and Beis wants to say, once the Gemara suggests the distinction, Tosan says it's implicit in the source, since the source is the Mishkan, and they only took it from Makom Dalav Dalav. No?
Also, Tosan said, like, Hanacha from the Mishkan, and then he also said, all you say, that's like a different answer.
Well, it's a different source.
It's a different source?
I think that's going according to the other answer in Tosos. That's the Re's answer in Tosos.
Right, it's the Re's answer in Tosos, but he pushes two different answers, and one of them seems to be more obvious than Hanacha, and one of them seems to be more obvious
than on Dalav and Beis? Oh, on Dalam Ralph. Yeah, that's what I would have thought. The first answer seems to be emphasizing Hanacha, and then you're extrapolating from Hanacha to Akira. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Then you have the Re, who's saying, no, the source is implicit in Akira, and then you just generalize from Akira to Hanacha. That seems to be Dalam Ralph. But Dalam and Beis, Tosos seems to either reread Rabbeinu Tam's view, and Tosos says Rabbeinu Tam implicitly acknowledges that it's only a din in the Akira. That's what happened in the Mishkan. Shall you note the Mite Vasan? Shahi ben Arba al Arba. And then Venosan Liyad Ose Hamlacha. Right, Akira is Dalet al Dalet. So that seems to be a bit of a problem. Or these Tosos are arguing with each other. Okay, what's the second answer of Tosos and Dalet and Beis? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If the source is Akira, then it makes sense it'll be limited to Akira. So what changes between Dalet and Aleph and Dalet and Beis is that, let's say the source is applicable to only one of them. On Dalet and Aleph, we thought that if it applies to one, then Mistamot could apply to the other. On Dalet and Beis, the Gemara realizes that it's not so pashut, not so simple. You may say that it's true for Akira, it's not true for Hanacha. I think that's how Tosos would read the Shaka V'Tarya of the Gemara. Okay? Okay. Did anybody happen to see Tosafot Rashi's formulation of this distinction? How did Tosafot Rashi formulate it? In Tosafot here, we have that the reason the Malkam Akira, how do you know the Malkam Akira was Dalad Adalin? Because Notlin Mitevasan. Right? They would take the object out of the box, right, out of the chest that they had at home. How does Tosafot Rashi formulate it?
Goes like specifically into the details of what they did.
No, I think even I think less. He doesn't say mitevasan. I think he says notlin mi besam. They took from their house. Anybody see Tosafot Rashi? So it's just interesting that the Gemara says you need an akir me'al makom dalad al dalad. Tosafot says that's because they took it out of the you know the suitcase that was dalad al dalad. Tosafot Rashi says because they took it out of their homes. The assumption seems to be that taking it out of your home. It's sufficient to say that it's considered a makom dalad al dalad, even if the chifetz itself is not munach on a makom dalad al dalad. Now, why would I say that? Because Rav Chista's halacha that we'll see later on. Rav Chista's halacha that distinguishes between Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hashayachid. Every Rosh Hashayachid al pidin is considered munach al gabe dalad al dalad. Okay? Okay. So Tosos on dalad min alef and dalad min beis is working within the source. Either you have reason to distinguish between Akir and Nach, or you don't. What other possible sources do we have for Dalet al Dalet?
Sorry, no, I was talking about Tiva Tan would be the Tivas are considered Shiryachin.
Well, it's considered, they're taking it from the Teva inside their home, right? The Teva is Dalet al Dalet, it's a box.
I'm saying, well, why are you assuming that when Tosas just for permission, they're taking it from their homes?
No, I think Tosas is assuming you're taking it from your home, but that's not sufficient. It has to be from a Mokum Dalet al Dalet from within your home.
Okay,
and so Rush just says they took it out of their homes. How do you know if it was hanging on a peg on the wall or whether it was lying on the table that's dalad al dalad? Tosafot Rashi would say it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Why it doesn't matter, we'll see when we get to the sugya of Rav Chista. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. What else could you point to as the source for dalad al dalad if you don't want to invoke the Mishkan or the Pasuk of Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo? Well, what else is Rishonim deduce? Gemara Gemirila. Who says that?
Ramban
says, Pirish Gemara Gemirila, Umikroi Leslan, doesn't come from any psukim, contra Tosos. Vafilu Masnisan mi Braisa Leslan Behejo, it's not explicit in the mission of the Gemara. Vachain, Hadam Akshinon, Vedilma Hanocha, Hudulabaya, Akira Ba'inan. Aye, the Gemara is willing to distinguish intuitively between Akira and Hanocha. Svarahud Adifale Akira. It's logical that Akira would require more. Why is that logical? That Akira would require more. Why is that logical? Why does Ramban not even feel the need to explicate it? Does this perhaps have anything to do with another position of the Ramban? Perhaps. Chana.
Maybe because like Akira is less intentional.
Less intentional?
Yeah, like there's a thought that goes into like how you're putting something
up. So that's why there's more reason for it to require dalad al dalad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perhaps. But what does the Ramban tell us anything about Akira?
I thought the Ramban did in the other
chapter. You're gonna have to dig back deeply in the recesses of your memory. Arye, Ramban sheet on Akira? Does Ramban say anything distinctive about Akira? Daf Gimel, perhaps? Maybe Daf Tzadi Vav? And Ayin Gimel, perhaps? Tzadi Vav Mi Beis, Ayin Gimel Mi Aleph, and Gimel and Beis Mi Beis, Ramban Shita. There's only one sugya that could span those three dapim. Jeremy, what sugya spans those three dapim? Tzadi Vav Mi Beis, Ayin Gimel Mi Aleph, Beis Mi Beis.
Oh, Dalet Amos Rishus Ha'Ram.
No. Close though. Achnasa. The question whether Achnasa is an Av or a Tolda. So Ramban on Beis Mi Beis said, of course, Achnasa has to be an Av. Why? Because Kol Akiras Chefetz Mimkomo Hotza Akarilei. The definition of hotzah is uprooting a chefetz from its place. Now that's equally true for hotzah as it is for achnasa. You're uprooting it from a makom akira. The Ramban on Tzadi Vav Mi Beis said that even if achnasa is a tolda, Chnas is going to be a higher tolda, a stronger tolda than any other tolda in Hilchos Shabbos, because kol kiras chayfetzim kamotza karile. Ramban and Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph was mesupuk whether Dalad Amos would be considered part of the Av of Hotza, because he was mesupuk whether or not that's considered Mim Komo. Certainly Akira, the Shaila is whether from Mokom Dalad Dalad is that considered Kiras Chayfetz Mim Komo. So Ramban might say that given that he holds the Mechayiv of Hotza is the Akira, Kiras Chayfetz Mim Komo, then of course the Akira is the part of the Maisa that needs Dalad Dalad. Hanacha, which is just the Gemar, so Hanacha wouldn't need it. So it could be the Ramban Lashitas, he doesn't even feel the need. It's Gemara Gemirila, but there's an intuitive reason to distinguish between the Akira and the Hanacha. What else do we have in the Rishonim to distinguish between, or at least as a reason why you would need Dalad al-Dalad?
When Ramban's talking about Yadur Shalom Hashem, then I might have misunderstood if he says, like, you know, Tamachashi, like, that when you see stuff, you don't think about it as much. So could that also be a factor of, like, needing Dalad al-Dalad to make it, like, actual.
Yeah, 100%. We'll get, but I think that might be more of a question of achshave than a question of objectively whether you would distinguish an akira and hanacha. We'll get to that in the second half. Okay. What else could you point to? Who else gives us a reason why you need dalet al dalet?
Rambam.
What does the Rambam say in Perashat Mishnayos? Ikra Shlishi. What does the Rambam contend?
That the fact that people don't put big items.
Yeah, people don't put things on a place less than Dalad Dalad. What's the... So is the Ramban saying... Is the Rambam saying, like, the first day in Tosos, that's a question of Regilus?
I view it more as BS.
Excellent. It seems to be more a function of, like, Dabar HaMitzkai. You need the Melacha to have some permanence. So if you're not putting it down on a place that's Dalad Dalad, then your Hanacha is not going to have any permanence because the Chavetz isn't going to stay there. That's how the Rambam explains the exception of Yad. Right, when you put something into your hand, because of like the way your hand could the dexterity of the hand, how it could move around the object, so it's Dabar HaMiskayim, even though it doesn't have Dalad al Dalad. Okay, so that would be another source as well, why you need Dalad al Dalad. It's part of the permanence, or the quality, you need a Malacha to be a Dabar HaMiskayim. Okay, so you have, again, 2 days in Tosos, either Regilos and Mishkan, or Al Yotzei Ish Mimkomo. You have the Ramban's Gemara Gemirila. You have the Rambam's Dabar HaMiskayim. Okay, the Rambam Perush Mishnayos at the end of the first Mishnah. What would be an important nafgamina about what the source of the Dalad al-Dalad is? What would be an interesting nafgamina? What would function as a substitute? Right? If you don't have Dalad al-Dalad, for the Rambam, it's immediately obvious, since it's a problem of Dabar HaMiskayim, so the Yad could substitute because it's Dabar HaMiskayim. Okay. What other nafkamina would you have? Important question. Where else do you have an Isser of Hutza? Which other law of the Torah has an Isser of Hutza that has the same dinim of Hutza of Shabbos? Gemara even says, how do you know that you need a kira and hanacha for this violation? Gemara says, since you need a kira and hanacha l'gavi Shabbos, you need it over here also. Where do you find that? Q, where do you find that?
Sorry, you repeat the question?
Where else do you find a kira and hanacha outside of Hilchos Shabbos? So I'll tell you. So you have an important nafkamina in Minchas Chinuch, in the Sefer HaChinuch has the mitzvah tesvav, the prohibition of not taking the Karban Pesach outside of the Chabura. Right? I think we mentioned this. Maybe it comes up in the Gemara a little bit. That just like with respect to Hotzah of Shabbos, you need an Akira and Hanacha, so too for the prohibition of taking the Karban Pesach, of not taking it out of the bayis in which you're eating it, the Gemara says you need an Akira from the place you're eating, and you need a hanacha outside. You're not chayav until you have an akira and hanacha. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to know, so do you also export the laws of Dalad al-Dalad for Karban Pesach? If it's unique to Hilchos Shabbos, then it has to do, let's say, with the Mishkan, or it's a din in Dabar HaMiskayim, like the Rambam says, then it really should just be unique to Hilchos Shabbos. It's not a definition of Hotzah, it's a definition of what it takes to violate Shabbos. Davar Miskayim or Mishkan, those are Shabbos halachos. But if you think it's implicit to the definition of Hotzah, perhaps he thinks that this would be true if you learned it out from a Yotzi Ishmim Komo, so then you'd export the halacha of Dalal Azal also, and you wouldn't be chayiv for Hotzah's Karban Pesach until you have a Kirat Nachim Al Gabe Mokum Dalal. Efsa Menchas Chinoch in Mitzvah Test Vav, Simen Vav. Let's turn to the question of distinguishing between the Akira and the Hanacha. The Gemara suggests there's a possibility on Dalar and base, and we know from our sugi earlier that there's a debate how seriously to take that distinction. Where did that come up? Who said we should take this distinction very seriously between Akira and Hanacha? Q.
Is it the Tosa Yeshanim?
Oh, excellent. Tosa Yeshanim on Gimel, I think Gimel Amid Aleph. Sorry, on, yeah, I think... On Gimel Amid Aleph,
yeah.
With the question of Akiras, or maybe it's Gimel Amid Beis, the question of Akiras Gufo ke Akiras Chefetz Dami Olo. So Tosos Yishanim suggests that the Gemara's question was only with respect to Hanacha. Right, but the Gemara knew that Hanachas Gufos ke Hanachas Chefetz. The Gemara only wanted to know whether Akiras Gufos ka Akiras Chevetz or not. What's the rationale? How did he know that you could distinguish? So he pointed to the Gemara in Daf Dalet and says, you see, the Gemara over there distinguishes between Akira from Makom Dalet Adalet, the Gemara distinguishes between Akira and Hanacha. Since we're more lenient for Hanacha over there, it's easier to have a Hanacha without Dalet Adalet. So too, for Akiras Gufos ka Akiras Chevetz, the Gemara knew that you're Chayev for Hanachas Gufa. That was Tosos Yishanim, and Tosos disagreed. Very good. Okay. So we saw Tosos. Tosos on Dalet Amud Beis has 2 days why you would distinguish between Akira and Hanacha. According to the Ramban, we have a svara that the Akira is the real Mechayiv. But let's turn to Chana's point. Why else would you distinguish? What was your point? What's the Machshava point? So the Meiri kind of makes a suggestion on Daf Dalet. The Meiri says, "Vod shema afal pisha hanacha chashuva lo, afal gabe makom she'ein bo arba, ba'kira hu maskik makom chashuv hol v'itchilas eser." This is not like it. This is the first answer of the Meiri. Maybe it's nothing to do with the inherent mechayev of hutzah, but since that kira is always the beginning of the eser, so it takes more to get the eser started. Right, it's like you find the distinction between like static friction and kinetic friction. Right, it always takes more of a force to move an object from a state of rest than to push the object forward while it's moving. So Miri is saying something like that also. Right, it takes more to start an accuracy. You need a makom chashuv to initiate the iser. Fine, that's his first suggestion. His second suggestion is. And he says, right. Vishehu mechashvo lohaniach sham. Uche'en masha amru machshavto mashvilei makom. Right, he's arguing that when it comes to hanacha, like Chana said, so your hanacha is effective, your machshava, your intention is effective on the place where you're putting the object down. You want the object to be here. So you've given that place stature. But when it comes to akira, so the makom ha'akira is not relevant to your action. So your intention is never effective on the place of the Akira. The place of the Akira is just simply, it's like the prelude to the Maisa. So we could say that your intention gives stature to the place of the Hanacha. It's part of the act of Hotzah. Your intention can never affect the Makom HaAkira because that's prior to the act of Hotzah. Okay, that's the contention of the Meiri on Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, so you have, essentially, you have the Ramban. Ramban says it's a Svara, and I'm suggesting that maybe it's based off the Ramban's notion of Kol Akiras Chevetz and Komo Tzah Karilei. You have the Meiri's 2 suggestions. Either it's about the beginning of the Isser versus just finishing an Isser. That's 1 suggestion. Or, for the Meiri, it's that the Makom HaAkira needs to be objectively Chashuv since your intention isn't effective on the place. Or you take the 2 suggestions of Tosos, as implicit in the source of Dalet al Dalet that you'll distinguish between Akira and Hanacha. Okay? Good? Good. Now we turn to the very interesting part of our sugya. Tosfos on Daled Amud Beis is bothered by a question. El Amar Rav Yosef. Let's turn to the Tosfos. The Gemara at this point, where Rachel left off, what does the Gemara do? The Gemara said, maybe we'll distinguish between Akira and Hanacha. So what does the Gemara move on to do now? Maybe our mission is really like Rebbe. Okay, what does Rebbe hold? Let's read the Gemara. Elamai Rebbe Yosef, Hamani Rebbe.
I don't remember what they say, Hamani Rebbe. Hey Rebbe, Ilemar Har Rebbe, Tanya, Zerach, Venachak, Avegzis, Kolshel, Rebbe Nuchai, Vachacham, and Potrim. Hatam Pivin, Kitabinam, and Rakama, Dabai, Damar Bai, Hachabilan, Ami Rosher Yachid, and no Fenotel, Rosher Rabbe. Zerach, Venachah, and Ophel.
Okay, very hard to get. What's this machlokes Rashi Tosfos about Shari Nofa Basar Yikra? What's the machlokes Rashi Tosfos? Okay, so just, they argue Rashi thinks that it's a question of here you have a branch and leaning into one rishus, the base of the trunk of the trees in the other rishus. Rashi learns it's a question of dalad al dalad. Right. I mean, let's say the branch is in the rishus Rabim. So everyone thinks that the makom hanacha is a makom of Rishus HaRabim, even though the trunk is in Rishus HaYachid. The only question is, could you view that as having dalad al dalad? Right? Could you project the source in the other Rishus for being dalad al dalad of the Rishus where the branch is? That's Rashi's read. Tosfos reads it as the question of which Rishus will the object actually be considered to be in. If an object lands on the branch of a tree, the branch is in Rishus HaRabim and the base is in Rishus HaYachid, do you view that branch as being in Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim? As Rashi says, of course it's in Rishus HaRabim. The only question is whether you have Dalad al Dalad. Okay. So let's turn to Tosos. Tosos asks, Kasa L'Rashba. What does the Rashba want to know?
Kasa L'Rashba. My Tzrich and Rav Rav Yosef, Lami Yom Mishnah Ketanaim. That's really a very part of the Yerubin. D'mach Shvita Mishavi D'mako. D'mar Hatam, Rav Yosef, D'mar Hatam.
Okay, so what's going on in the Gemara in Erevin?
We're talking about a case where you like pee or spit and Rav Yosef says that you're chayav, and even though you don't have makom a form of makom arba, your machshava that you had creates.
Okay, so your machshava creates a makom arba. So what does the Gemara want to do? So what does Tosfos want the Gemara to do?
Use that here.
To explain what?
Why
are we trying? The Gemara ran to say that maybe the author of our Mishnah denies that you need Akir v'hanach al gabi makom dalid. Why not just say you need makom dalid, just you have it because machshavto mashvilei makom, that your machshava has the ability to transform a place that's not dalid al dalid into something that is. That's Tosfos' question. How does he know that your machshava can't do that? From the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says mashtin v'rak. You're standing in a Rishus HaYachid, and you're either spitting or urinating into a Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says that you're Chayiv. So Gemara asks, how could you be Chayiv? Hi, but in an Akira v'hanocha mi'agabe makom dalad v'leka. So what's the answer? Machshav to mashvilei makom. Right? It's a good question. Achshvei works to transform something that's not a Rishus, or not a makom dalad dalad, into something that is. So what is Tosfos' answer? So why can't you just say the same thing for the Yad? What is Tosfos' answer, Rachel? What's that case? That's also Gemara and Shabbos on Kuf Beis.
Yeah, or similar, like you throw something into the peel, the mouth of the caliber, or an oven.
Yeah, you throw something into the mouth of a dog. Dog catches. The Gemara says you're chayiv. The mouth of a dog is not dalad al dalad. Machshav to mashvilei makom. Once again, so you see, achshvei works. So why don't we just say that for Yad? So what is Tosfos' answer?
Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay, so the only time you could invoke Achshave, the only time you could say that your Machshava transforms this into a Makom is when?
When you daf, the only thing that you want was
that. You need it to be done this way. So presumably in the case of the Mishnah, you don't really care whether you're putting it into his hand or whether you're putting it into something, a basket in his hand, or whether you're putting it on the table next to him. Right? It's equally as nichale, it's equally as good for him in some other manner where you'll have dalet al dalet. So then machshav to mashle makom won't work. Okay? Now, it's kind of intuitive that there has to be some sort of limit on achshave. You can't just take something that's not dalet al dalet and, you know, focus on it and turn it into dalet al dalet. Right? So the question is, how liberal will you be in applying achshave? How much could it accomplish? And what poses the restriction on it? So Tosa says it depends on how much you need it. If you really need it this way, lo nichle b'inin acher, then achshave is going to work. That's Tosa's assumption. Tosa's argument. We'll see the other Rishonim have different criteria. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
I don't get, like, why I'm saying lo nichle b'inin acher, because if, let's say, the case of the other thing built up in the hand of the ball, right? That's the only place that the object, like, that's the only place the money is in. So it has to be lo nichle b'inin acher, because he can't get it from anywhere else. Getting it from the Baal
Abayis. Let's say he doesn't care if he has to take it from the Baal Abayis' hand or whether he has to take it from his pocket.
When you're spitting into another sheet, presumably you don't really care if it goes somewhere else.
They're talking about the Makom Akira. There's no way for you to spit without the spit coming from your mouth.
Oh, fuck.
Well, see, do you see the Baal Amor?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get to it in a second. But the point here is that the Makom Akira is being given Dalet al Dalet. By the way, this could pose a bitter problem for Chana, right? Because you want to say that the Makom Akira can't be transformed by your Machshava, contra the Meiri also. Right, so here your Machshava is recognizing your mouth as a Makom Dalet Dalet because you need to spit out of there.
I guess we just assume that every piece of Zarek is really lonely.
Yeah, because you want to feed the dog, so you want to throw it into his mouth, and right? You want the wood to go into the fire, so you're throwing it into the furnace, right?
Right. I mean, it's not necessarily clear that everything is in the dog's mouth you want, but like that's a fair assumption.
Now let me pose another question. Do you think this question of achshavei in our sugya is a unique question to Hilchos Shabbos, or do you think that this question of achshavei is relevant to Kol Torah Kula? Okay, so you might say, very nicely, you might say that this is a special halacha in Melechus Machshaves. With regards to Hilchos Shabbos, the Torah needs it to be a constructive malacha, or what's significant is that it is constructive. So even if objectively it doesn't seem to have the standards of being a constructive action, since Achshavei, since you recognize it as such, so you're going to be chayiv l'inyan Shabbos. Right, so here Achshavei is going to work l'chumra, Achshavei is going to make you chayiv for something that you shouldn't be chayav for, because of Melechus Machshavas. Okay. Or you might say that Achshavei works in Kol Torah Kula also. Where else do you find Achshavei? Where else might you find Achshavei? So okay, yeah, in Dini Mamanis it's a bit of a different question, but in case of, let's say, you want to affect a Kiddushin, what? So you want to know something Shavaputa. So objectively it might not be defined Shavaputa. The Gemara Kiddushin has discussion when somebody says Ludidi Shavali. Right, to me, this is worth more than a Shavaputa. So could a subjective value count for an objective Maisa Kiddushin? That's kind of an Achshavei. You're recognizing this as more than it actually is. In Hilchos Chametz, you find a very interesting discussion that even after you do Bitul Chametz, so that's a more extreme way you could pose it the way the Sefer HaMichtam puts it. He asks, how come after you do Bitul Chametz, if you hold that bittul is not mitam hefker, if you hold that bittul is a way of actually of being mashvi ka'afar da'ara, turning the chametz into afar, he says, why can't you eat the chametz after you're mevatel it? Right? You've taken away its status as chametz. So do bittul, then eat whatever chametz you want on Pesach. It's afar da'ara. That's the question he poses. So he just answers that no, because the very fact that you're eating it means that it's a kind of an achshavei already. Like clearly you wouldn't be eating afar da'ara. Were it possible that you could eat it while considering it afar, then you would have been pater. But since the action of achila itself is an implicit achshavei, so you can't say that the maisa bittul is still effective. That's like it. So that's another kind of achshavei we find outside of Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah. Right, but there, that seems to be like intention necessary for the actual aveira itself. not that you're taking something that was nothing and turning it into something. That's what I would think. Okay. So did anybody see the Mi'iri? What does the Mi'iri say on Achshavei in our sugya? He has a very broad interpretation of Achshavei. Okay, but what does he? How does he reconcile? Right, everyone's bothered. Why don't we apply Achshavei to our sugya? Tosa says the Lonichle Benin Achshavei. What does Mi'iri say, Jeremy?
That it could have been an answer. We're just.
Does he say that?
I think the only
issue is that data set. Well, I'm keeping on your shame. I have to say, I'm not going to imagine about Akron. Shall Erwin? Chin Zagman Afrikaan, Shakman Afrikaan, Shakman Afrikaan, Shakman I thought he says that it doesn't apply to, otherwise the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Why don't the Gemara apply Achshavei? The Gemara is not willing to apply Achshavei.
He didn't
explain that?
I thought also using an Acharon Kerov, like.
You have to read the last line of the piece. Maybe I'm wrong, actually. Malcolm Gomery. Not Godly Shachari Anasis. Malcolm Gomery. No, I think he's saying the Achshavei doesn't apply. The Mi'iri is just relying on the Maskan of the Gemara. Right, what's the Maskan of the Gemara? The Maskan of the Gemara on Daf Hey Emet Aleph is that Yerushal Adam is Chashuv LeKedal LaDalid, halachically. But I think the Mi'iri says, the following, V'davka be'elu, and only in the case of Shabbos Kuf Beis, Zara could be Kelev or Piakivshan, and the case of Erevin Sadites of Mashtin Varuk, Vichayotze Behem, and similar cases, She'ein Kandas Acheres Ma'akeves Machshavto. Because there's no other Das blocking his intention. Aval Kol She'eshan Das Acheres, but any time there's an impeding Das, Ein Machshavto Mo'eles. Your machshava is going to be ineffective. Kigon, imkibein lizrok al raglo shel chaveiro. If I have intention to throw something that should land on Aryeh, v'chayotze bezu, then my machshava shouldn't work.
Yeah, but he doesn't bring in our Gemara as an example.
But that's af yado shel chaveiro nasis makom leze al karcho al haderech shebiarnu b'mishna. The reason why the yad Hayad, miha, ein tzricha machshava. Yad doesn't need any machshava. It doesn't even need achshavei. Mitoch chashivas liklodu lahaklit. Since the yad is able, because of the dexterity of the hand. Therefore, makom gomori. That's the maskan of the Gemara. The Yerushal Adam is chashuv lekadal ladalit. Why didn't the Gemara say achshavei at the earlier stage? On Dalad Mabes? Right, because your hand is not part of your... You don't have control over somebody else's hand. So the Mi'iri is saying like this. Achshavei works whenever you're dealing with something inanimate. If I want to say that this table is not Dalad al Dalad, should be prestigious, should be chashav enough to be a makam Dalad al Dalad, then my das is effective. But if you're dealing with somebody else's property, another autonomous being, so your das doesn't have the ability to turn his hand or his body into a makam Dalad al Dalad. Animals don't have sufficient autonomy, he would say. Okay? And he says, even raglo shel chaveiro, you don't have the ability to transform. The reason why yad, in the end of the day, is sufficient, because of maskan of the Gemara on Hey Amid Aleph, that yad shel adam, objectively, is dal adal. Good? Good? So that's a very different distinction from Tosfos. For Tosfos, it's a matter of lo nichle b'inyan acher. For the Mi'iri, the rule is that machshavto works, unless there's some other, unless you're trying to impose it on someone else's being, someone else's guf. What about the Ramban? How does the Ramban explain why the Gemara doesn't invoke Achshavei? And this is truly an amazing Ramban. What does he say? We have, anybody have the Ramban? Q, you have the Ramban?
Yeah.
You have it in front of you?
Yeah, which receiver am I to?
I don't know. No, Lamimra.
Lamimra?
Yeah.
The longish one? I'm just looking for the spot where it's talking about.
Okay. Am I reading the right one? No.
On Bakarshi, you have.
Yeah, sorry. And dollar, I want hey amid olive. Your mouth like yadosh shaldim chashuv like a dollar a dollar.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so go through. Let's go through it quickly. The skip to of skip to. Vani Omer. You have the black Ramban?
No, I've got the comments
with me. Okay, so skip to. Yeah. That's a beautiful. What's the Ramban's point there?
That
he doesn't like Tosa's solution. Why not? Tosfos suggested that yeah, you're if it's lo nichle be'inyan acher, then your das could turn a makom that's not dalet al dalet into a makom that is. Ramban says that's impossible. By definition, if it's not a makom dalet al dalet, your das can't turn it into one.
That's awful.
Right? She'ein omrim b'machsheves hamlacha atzma shetehei machsheve ose osa malacha. If it's not a malacha, your machsheva can't turn it into malacha. Sharihu mechashiv haniach ve'ina meniach. He could have all the machsheva he wants for hanacha, but it's not a hanacha. אבל איקר הדבר
אבל איקר הדבר כך כשאדם מחשב למחה ועושה אותה גם זרק בפין הכלב שמתכוון להאכילה ולומה אכילה רוצה האכילה ושווה כפיו של כלב מקום לכן צריכה כי הגיושה מפי שהנחה זו חשוב עליו כי כוונתו יוצא ממקום אחר ודרך הנחה זו בטח לכן השתנת השתן ודריקת הרוב שמחווים לנקות עצמו מהם לעושה כך
Excellent. So what's he saying?
That if you have kavana to put something somewhere, then that place becomes a makam. He doesn't say anything about arba al arba.
Okay, but say sharp what the Ramban is saying.
If you want something to go somewhere, then that place where you want it to go becomes a makam chashuv.
So you think for the Ramban, the achshavei is about the place? Okay, so how does the achshavei work? Look at the next line. The Ramban says, "Aval im daito lahaniach hamakom she'ein bo dalid." If you have kavanah to put in a place that doesn't have dalid al dalid, bamei yasa osam malacha gemura. How could that ever turn it into a malacha? It's not a makom dalid. Hare eino miskaven el lahaniach sham, ve'ein oso hanacha klum. Right? It can't be that your machshava works to turn the place into a dalid al dalid. So how does the machshava work? How does the achshavei work? Okay, but say it sharper.
Maybe there's another category too. You need dalet plus you need to be chashuv.
Okay, maybe. Who else saw the Ramban? Who agrees with Q's read of the Ramban, or who has a different suggestion?
Are you just saying that, like, for achshavei to work, it has to be that you're doing the malacha and just like some external factor that achshavei is like making it happen, but in this case. Since dalet dalet is fundamental to the action, to like the action of what's at all. If you don't dalet dalet, achshavei doesn't have the power to create.
So why you chayev for mashdin v'rak? Why you chayev for zarak v'pikel? There's no dalet dalet. Tell me that achshavei can't work. Jennifer, how do you understand that Ramban? Jeremy, how do you understand the Ramban? How are you? Ramban? Chana? It sounds like the Ramban is saying that the Achshave is never about the Makom itself. It's never about the place of the Akira, the place of the Hanacha. It's about the Malacha that you're doing. If you're doing a significant action, something constructive, you're throwing wood into the fireplace, you're feeding a dog, you're spitting. So you really have... If you're doing a constructive action, so since that action is per se constructive, so then now, since achshave, so you're going to be chayev for doing it in a manner of hotzah. Meaning you really have two different ways you could get to hotzah according to the Ramban here. You could have a bottom-up construction of hotzah. You have an akira me'agavi makam dalad adalad, you have a hanach agavi makam dalad adalad, you have a chila for shuyos. Put it all together, you have hotzah. Or you're doing something that's already considered a chashuva action. You're doing that between reshuyos. So since the thing you're doing is already chashuv, migu de'achshuve le'malach, since it's already considered prestigious, so you'll be chayav for doing it in Hilchos Shabbos.
So you don't need arba arba according to that second verse?
Excellent. You don't need arba arba, and achshuve is not a way of making it arba arba. Achshuve is a way of saying that what you're doing is already considered chashuv. So therefore, mashdin v'rak, which is already a significant activity, so you could be chayav for doing that as hotzah. Throwing something b'pi akelev, which is already considered a significant action, so migu, that it's already considered significant, you'll be chayav for doing it as hotzah. You don't need the nitty gritty details of dalet al dalet to transform it into hotzah. Dalet al dalet may be a way of getting a davar chashuv. Here, since per se the action is defined as a davar chashuv, so you don't need dalet al dalet. That's what Ramban's saying. The Ramban's saying Machshava can never turn non-Makom Dalet al-Dalet into Dalet al-Dalet. That's never what the Machshava is trying to do. What Achshvei means is that since you recognize this activity as being significant, so you're going to be Chayav Lein and Shabbos.
Rather than Dalet al-Dalet, meaning if you don't have a constructive, a naturally constructive activity, and it's just a plain
al-Dalet,
then you do need
Dalet al-Dalet. Then you need Dalet
al-Dalet,
correct.
Oh, fine.
But if this is already priorly defined as a significant action, mashin v'rak, zarek v'pichelav, zarek v'atanor, if you have kivshan, so then you don't need dalet al-dalet.
You're just saying that transferring out the ground itself isn't an end in and of itself. Meaning,
and more than that, let's say you put this down on a table, it's not dalet al-dalet, and you have all the machshava in the world that I only want it to be here, and this is the most important place for it to be. Since putting an object down on a table is not a significant action, so you could have all the achshava you want, it can't transform the table into something it's not. But if you're eating something, or you're feeding a dog, or you're spitting, so that's already an important action to you. So that's why you can be chayav l'inyan hotzah. Migu dehavim malacha l'kach, havim malacha l'inyan Shabbos as well. Shezu malachas machshavas. That's the whole point of malachas machshavas. The Torah prohibits you doing constructive things on Shabbos. L'hachmir. Remember we saw malachas machshavas being invoked l'hakel to explain why it's harder to get to some Yisurim. Here the Ramban saying that since the whole purpose of Shabbos is Melech Smachshava, so you're going to be chayiv for doing this, even though it doesn't have the actual details of Dalet al-Dalet and Hakir v'Hanacha. Okay? Q, good?
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't have thought that, maybe that's why I had such a trouble understanding it, that I wouldn't have thought he would go beyond Arba Arba for Hotzah.
Yeah, the Ramban's saying you don't need it in these cases. Okay.
I guess it also makes sense if he's saying that it's like Mara Gemira, it's not as strong, I guess, as, what was done in the Mishkan something like
that. Might say that. You might say since it's Mara Gemira, so it's not like essential to the definition of Otsah, so you could dispose of it in these cases. Look at the end of the Ramban. The Ramban says, Ela Shmamina, Shaini Miskavin La'achila V'ochel, when you have Kavana to eat and you eat it, that's different. Demigu Demahani Machshavto La'achila, since you're recognizing this activity as significant with respect to your eating, Mahani nami le'isar Shabbos le'shavye melacha, t'derech melacha zu b'kach. Right, that's a way of doing melacha. Masha enkein in a case where you try to turn a place that's not dalet al-dalet into dalet al-dalet. Good. That's the very clever approach of the Ramban.
I think Mara Gemira he's just saying more narrowly defined what Hotzah is now, but for what he does.
When is now? In the Mara Gemira or in this case?
I thought it was basically like, hishim or rach, whatever. Those aren't really cases of atzah. Those are cases where you're doing another
malacha. No, they're bad.
It falls under the
what's general... the malacha of hishim v'rach?
Okay, it, I mean, obviously it falls under, meaning it falls in the general category of mechayev is the same mechayev that you have for a general atzah case. But the classic, meaning, but he wouldn't, I don't, like, he, it sounds like he's saying that's the malacha that you're doing here, it's not the malacha of atzah.
No.
The,
what do you chayev? What would you bring a chatas for?
What?
Atzah.
Okay, but I'm saying that the, fine, maybe the word malach isn't right. Like, the action that you're doing is not an action of hutzah. The action you're doing is an action of spitting or whatever.
So why you chayv lein in hutzah?
Right, so that's what I'm saying. That's why I thought for him, dal really is, for the classic case of hutzah, dal is critical. And I would say margamirla means that we can never dispose of dal, because without dal, hutzah itself is nothing.
So how could you dispose of it in these cases?
Because that those aren't classical tzav cases. Those are cases where you're doing another malacha. It falls in a general category of tzav.
So if you want to take, so I wouldn't phrase that as extremely as you would, but if you want to if you want to formulate it that way, I would point to the Ritva on Rosh Hashanah on Lamed Beis, where the Ritva says that just since the Torah Aser is a masa kaved begrogeres, kol shekein the Torah has to prohibit all the shvusim of measuring and schlepping things around and opening a store on Shabbos v'chulei. Because you're saying that, chutzah somehow could prohibit activities like mashtin v'rak and zark v'kel, zark v'akivshan. Even though they're not really chayiv mishum, the nitty-gritty details of chutzah.
Right.
That's a big chiddush, though.
Very big chiddush. I see such strong information about dal is it. And I think the footnote points out there also in the Martin Mirla about why he... I think the footnote points out Gemara Gemirla, but in the opposite direction, that Gemara Gemirla means that Dal is so fundamental.
Chelik me'a malacha. Yeah, I don't know why you have to say that, though. I don't know why you have to say that. It's Gemara Gemirla just means halacha l'mosh mi'sinai. This is what you generally need.
But as opposed to Tosfot, it depends on your whatever. On
it's
your,
learned
your
out from the source.
So it could be more like... Very,
I'll tell you the contrary. Tosfos learns out from Ayetze Ishmim Koma. It's built into the Mechayev Mishkan.
No, that, well, if you focus on the
Regula
part.
Okay, so then, yeah, I'm saying it's definitely not clear cut to say that for Tosos it's external because Regulos and for the Ramban, Gemara, Gemirla.
Ramban also definitely is more flexible with it in terms of.
Okay, yeah, perhaps. Yeah, for the Ramban, it seems like it's external.
Yeah,
so it's more. I would just say, if you want to see it, I think there's a more extreme sheet to hear even. Depends how you want to read this Rashi. Okay, let's do the Balamor and then we'll come back to the Rashi. How does the Balamor contend with the sugya of? So we have three sheets so far. We have Tosos. You need lo nichale be'inyan acher. This is the best way you want it in order to have achshavei. You have the Meiri who thinks you always have achshavei unless you're blocked by someone else's jurisdiction. Machsheves acheres or das acheres. Then you have the Ramban who thinks it depends on whether the activity which you're doing itself is already recognized as important. Then achshavei is going to work. What does Balaam more contend?
There's a huge difference between notzi notzel chedado and notzel notzel chedado. Machshava is only legabe extending, not from where you're taking it from.
Excellent. That's kind of like what Chana and the Miri were suggesting. Yeah. Okay, so the Balamor here seems to say that achshavei only works, but you're explaining why you need malchum dalet al dalet for akira and anachar. But here the Balamor is saying it's similar, that you need dalet al dalet for akira, because achshavei can't work for akira. Sorry, meaning the reason why you can't say that our mishnah is based on achshavei, like Tosa suggested, is because our mishnah has a case of akira and a case of hanacha, and were it just to have a case of hanacha, then you could have invoked achshavei. Achshavei works on a hanacha to turn someone's hand into dalet al dalet. When it comes to akira, achshavei can't work. Correct? What about the Gemara Ne'erevin? Sadi tesam ad aleph. Isn't the Gemara Ne'erevin a case of achshavei on the akira? That's the whole point. Mashtin v'rak. The makom akira is now considered dalet al dalet.
Isn't mashtin v'rak a little closer?
What? I don't think so. I have a Gemara here. Hishtin v'rak chayev chatas. I have a haba inan akira v'hanacham el gabi makom dalid. V'leka. No, machshav te mashu le makom. By the way, look at the way the Baal Mor asked the question. How does he ask it? I don't know if he had a different gears than the Gemara. How does he ask the question, though, from that Gemara? Or when he quotes the Gemara, how does he quote it? Yeah, he takes out the Hanacha from the Gemara. I mean, the Baal Amor understood the Gemara on Sadi Tes and Erevin as asking only from the Akira.
Could you understand how it's asking about Hanacha? I mean,
you're spitting. Let's assume you're spitting into Rishis
or Avin. I'm saying, let's say the assumption is that you, anytime that you spit, anytime, meaning even if not Chagavio, meaning the assumption is that it's not Chagavio.
Baal Amor definitely doesn't understand it that way. We'll see his answer. It's implicit in his answer that he can't understand it that way. So the Baal Amor says again, our Mishnah can't be a case of Achshavei, because there's also a case of Akira, and there's no way that you could have Achshavei on an Akira. Why? What does he say, actually? In my print, it's if you have a standard old Gemaras, then it's on Beis Amud Aleph and Dabei Rif, first column of the Baal Amor, third line. V'yesh lanu lomar, to answer this question, sheze hatam hayamasnik lemishna senu benosnein lesuch yado shel chaver. Achshavei could have worked for the case of hanacha. V'haya efshar lomar b'miskaving lasteis lesucha. Aval benotel mitoch yado shel chavero, for the akira, when you're taking from your friend's hand, ein tam hazeh maspik, this reasoning is not sufficient, she'ein hanotel mechashev be'ezeh makom hu notela. Right, you don't think about the place where you're taking it from, meaning your machshava can't be chal on the place which is really prior to your action. You don't care where it's coming from. So therefore, your machshava can't transform the place of the akira. What about mashtin v'rak? V'ein zedoma lehishtin v'rak. Shehu mechashev al atzmo v'tzarech la'osa makom. Meaning, it's not that in Akira, the Akira part of a Maisa Hotzah is not subject to Achshavei. It is. It's just that in most cases of Akira, you don't care about the Makom HaAkira. But if you could construct a case where you do care about the Makom HaAkira, i.e., you want your mouth to be clear, or you want your bladder to be empty, that's considered Achshavei on the Makom HaAkira. The whole purpose of the Hotzah for Mashdin V'rak is to clean out your body. So the only thing that's significant to you is the Makom HaAkira. Masha Inkein, in a normal case of carrying, the Makom HaAkira is immaterial. It's the prologue. Mashdin V'rak, the whole purpose of the Hotzah is for the Makom, to clean out the Makom HaAkira. Very fascinating, right? So it's not a fundamental distinction between Akira and Hanacha. It's a distinction between two different kinds of Akira that you're going to carry out. Good? Now, Tosfos Rush is a very, very similar distinction, but with a nuance. What does Tosfos Rush say? Tosfos Rush is also bothered by this question of Tosfos, Achshavei. Why don't you say Achshavei in our Mishnah? Why does the Gemara need to say that it's the Yad is considered objectively Dalet al Dalet? So what does Tosfos Rush say? Q, you see Tosfos Rush?
You said Tosfos Rush?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I did.
Okay, he has a very...
Is this on the later list?
Yeah, it was on one of the later lists.
Right. So I got to most of it. I'm not sure I got to that, though.
Okay. Anybody see it? Okay, Tosfos Rush says, kind of like Chana was suggesting earlier, that really Akira, the Machshava can't be chal on Akira at all. Stronger than the Baal Amor. Baal Amor was saying it's incidental. Usually, your Machshava is not going to be Chal on the Makom HaAkira. Here, the Tosfos Rush says, an Akira is never affected by Machshava. Aye, what about Mashdin V'rak? What about Mashdin V'rak? So he says, no. He says, if you had an Achshavei on the Hanacha preceding the Akira, then that place will be considered a makom dalet al dalet with respect to that kira as well. So for example, if I put an object down on this table with achshavei, so then an akira that happens from this table afterwards will be considered me'agabe makom dalet al dalet. If I just have achshavei b'shasa akira, that's not sufficient. Okay, so the Tosfos Rosh contends that in the case of mashkin v'rak, so since I was machshiv my mouth or my bladder b'shas ha'hanacha, because I wanted it or I needed it to be there at the time, so therefore an akira that happens from either of those places afterwards is considered an akira me'agabe makom dalet. Okay, so according to the Tosfos Rosh, your machshava never could be chal on the makom ha'akira. The only time it could transfer on the makom ha'akira is if it sneaks in through the prior hanacha. Okay, it's a very surprising view of mashdin v'rak though.
What's the prior hanacha that we're talking about?
Right, so I think he would say that when the saliva rests in your mouth, right, so you kind of wanted it to be there at the time, and you'd say also you had an achshave when, you know, whatever, when the urine left your kidneys and, right, and rested in your bladder. It's very biologically involved, but he's arguing that there's an achshave on that hanacha, therefore an akira that happens afterwards is chayv. Very surprising. Okay, so the Balamor and Tosfos Rosh disagree about how exactly you distinguish between Akira and the Hanach. One final shita or two final shitas in Achshave. Who has the final another shita, a very important shita in Achshave? Very, very limiting. Very narrow view of Achshave. You know, all these sheetahs are generated just by trying to figure out why the Gemara didn't read our Mishnah as Achshavei.
Is it the Rei?
Yeah. Tosfos read on Kuf Beis. What does he say? You know, the Italians, they always have interesting things to say. Tosfos read always has some wild things. Well, you think he's similar to the Ramban? Okay, he may be similar to the Ramban, but he has an important difference. Does Achshavei have the ability? He's like the Ramban, but the Ramban said, "How do you get? Why are you chayiv? Because you could do away with dalet al dalet."
No, yeah. So he says the argument
dalet al dalet. Excellent. Tosfos Rid actually argues Achshavei, like the Ramban, Achshavei can never transform a makom that's not dalet al dalet into a makom that is. However, there are certain things that are already defined as dalet al dalet. So bali chayim, Tosfos Rid actually suggests, is always going to be defined as dalet al dalet. So zarak v'pi kelev, kelev's a balchai. Al pi din, he's defined as dalet al dalet. So the achshave is not working to turn into dalet al dalet. What's the achshave working to do? Says the Tosrin. No, it's coming to compensate for something else.
Oh, just like
Let me see there. Pirish, pi ha kelev hu chashiv ka'arba al arba mipnei shu balichayim. Because the animal is alive, so it's considered dalet al dalet objectively. The ilo have a chashiv ka'arba al arba. Were that not to be the case, lo have a machshav to mashvelei makom. There's no way that his machshava could have turned it into a place that is. Velo ho ilo lo machshavto l'shavye makom chashiv. Velo amrinan hacha de machshavto mashvelei makom. Ele mishum de azali ibu de piakelev o piakivshan. The only concern here is that since the actual object is going to be consumed or destroyed via the consumption of the dog or the furnace of the oven, so then machshav to mashvilei makom, even though it's going to be destroyed. That's what the achshavei is coming to compensate for the destruction of the chayfetz. However, the achshavei can never work to turn into dalet al dalet. One final shita, maybe the shita of Rashi, very hard to know. What do you think Rashi's view on this Achshavei question is? So let's look at the Gemara in Kuf Beis for a second. We'll do the second half of this. We'll do the distinction between Rishuos later, I guess, on Tuesday. Rashi on Kuf Beis and Aleph. So this is the Gemara of Zark. This is the Gemara of Zark, Pikelev, or Piakivshan. So look at Rashi Dibra Matchil. Bepia Kivshan, six lines from the bottom of the Gemara. Arya, what does the Rashi say? Kupay the Aleph, six lines from the bottom. Bepia Kivshan. So second to last Dibra Matchil. Minister Fabishal Haves. So Rashi says it gets burnt up in the fire. What does Rashi and Ervin say? On Sadi Tassamad Aleph, Rashi says. Bepia Kivshan, Shekolta Shalheves Vinisrafa. It gets caught in the flame and consumed. So, what do you think the Achshve is doing for Rashi? So, I would have said, this, I think this is true, and it might work out nicely with another Rashi, that there is no Hanacha. It's not just the chisaron of dalet al dalet here. Kolta shal heves v'nisrafa. You're throwing a twig into the furnace and it's going to be engulfed before it actually lands. So maybe Rashi read the Gemara not as a problem that it's not going to be miskayim after the hanacha, or it's not a problem that you're not going to have dalet al dalet on where it lands. You don't even have a hanacha. It gets burnt up before it hits the ground. Achshavei works to say that there are some times where you could even dispense with the hanacha itself. Which wouldn't be so different from the Ramban, if you think that dalet al-dalet is integral to the definition of hotzah, and yet migu dehavim malacha le'inyan achila havim malacha le'inyan Shabbos also. So maybe Rashi is saying that achshavei could work to even supplement a basic component of the hotzah, not just the dalet al-dalet itself. What? So there you don't need to say that, because there, unless you know, I mean there you have a makom akira, you have a makom hanacha. So if achshavei works, I could ikach to give you a hanacha when you don't have it. Of course, it could work to turn a hanacha of less than dalet al dalet into dalet al dalet.
Yeah, akira that
means. Or akira, either way. I mean, Rashi might have a much more ambitious definition of achshavei. Okay. Good. That's the discussion of achshavei. Why it doesn't? Why the Gemara doesn't invoke it on dalet al dalet to explain the Mishnah? And just the distinction between Akira and Hanacha and the source of Dalet al Dalet. So on Tuesday we'll pick up with the question of two questions. Will you distinguish between Dalet al Dalet in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Rosh Hashanah Rabim? Okay, that's the sugya of Rav Chista. And if you do, why? And will you distinguish between different scenarios within a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Whether you need Dalet al Dalet. Okay, so what's the basis of the distinction? And why would you distinguish? Number two, is there a relationship between what the Gemara calls on Dalet Amid Aleph, Akira, Vahaba Inan Akira Vahanacha, Milagabe Dalet Adalid? They needed Dalet Adalid for the action of Akira and Hanacha. And we'll find that you need Dalet Adalid for something to be defined as a proper Rishus. I mean, if something is less than Dalet Adalid, so it's defined as a Makom Patur. So is it a coincidence that these two definitions go together? Does it have a common theme? Dalet al-dalet is just like the minimum shear for Shabbos? Or is the idea somehow that it's really one point? The reason why you're patur for hanacha agave makom dalet al-dalet is because it lacks in this definition of rishos. Which would raise the parallel question whether that's conceivable to have a non-rishos inside a rishos ayachid. Generally, we assume that you can't have a makom patur inside a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay, so we'll see Rav Chista's case of Noatz Kana Birshas Rabim, and we'll see the other important case of Amud Tisha Birshas Rabim. Do you need Dalet al Dalet for that case? And what about the status of a person inside Rosh Hashanah Rabim, especially if you hold like Tosas Rit, that a person has a status of Dalet al Dalet? That's the second half of his question. Okay, so we'll pick up on Tuesday evening with these questions. I think most of the Marmakomos I sent out. But we'll finish the Gemara until Hamid Aleph, and if there are a couple things more to supplement, I'll send them out tonight. Okay.